From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Susan Yawkey reporting. Iraq parliament collapses. Baghdad teetered on the edge of political chaos today. The city is in a state of emergency. Protesters are occupying parts of the once secure international zone. Lawmakers have run away, and the military is on high alert. Correspondent Sharon Bain in Erbil, Iraq, says there have been weeks of protests.
There is a massive swelling, a groundswell among the population of grievance against the government. They find it completely corrupt, and they're lacking basic services. And there has been a groundswell of opposition to the government because they failed to reform the system. In his defense, Prime Minister Abadi has said that he has not been able to reform it because the political blocks inside parliament.
Correspondent Sharon Bain in Erbil, Iraq. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry is due late today in Geneva as part of a U.S. bid to reaffirm a U.S.-Russian mediated ceasefire as violence escalates in Syria, especially in its largest city, Aleppo. The secretary made clear that ending the violence in Aleppo and returning ultimately to a durable nationwide cessation is a top priority, State Department spokesman John Kirby said before the top U.S. diplomat departed Washington. Meanwhile, Russian General Sergei Kurilenko told Russian news agencies talks are underway to halt the Syrian bombardment of the rebel stronghold in Aleppo. To support the ceasefire, the Syrian military on Friday said it would impose a temporary regime of calm in the areas around Damascus and northwestern Syria's Latakia province, but the order did not include Aleppo. We invite you to visit our website at voanews.com. This is VOA News.